Live from the Maverick Center in West Valley City, it's Utah Grizzlies hockey. As it's the start of a three-game series between the Grizzlies and the Rapid City Rush. Koala, he's on the right side across to Nelson. Nelson dances to his right. He'll feather it towards Aliardi. Aliardi over to Bennett. One-timer saved by Cranley. Koala, he'll skate towards the far circle. Now to Aliardi across to Bennett. Bennett up top to Nelson. One-timer saved by Cranley. It's a bounce stop to him, and it goes out of play off the protective netting. Rush re-enter from the far side. Aliardi moves it across. It's picked off by Utah. Now on the back check, Rush get it back. Bennett fires towards the net, and he scores. He bounced it off of Cranley. And the Rush get on the board with 7:30 left in the first as Blake Bennett gets his team leading 25th of the year. As Stapley near side, he's been shadowed. Stapley gets up top to Mayhew, fires towards the net. Murphy makes the save, and he dives and gets the puck in front of the crease. Now the first Coca-Cola can race is taking place here at Maverick Center. Looks like Fanta turned out to be the winner. The Fanta can beat Coca-Cola, Sprite, and Diet Coke. I think Ryan Kanasiewicz and Christian Horn have to take notes. That Fanta can was really moving down the ice. I don't know if they can skate a little bit and, you know, maybe shoot and pass. Hey, sign that can up. Give him a contract. As Burke gets pushed in the back by Kenton Helgeson. Helgeson, a big defenseman. Burke gets it to Gallant, who moves it across to Mayhew. Mayhew centers out in front. Shot to score! Mayhew to Bocage to the back of the net. And the Grizzlies have tied it up at one. It looks like Mayhew, who tried to center it to Bocage. It's Mayhew, though, that skates the bench first. We'll see if it's Mayhew or if it's Bocage. Either way, we're tied at one. As Gallant's probably going to get an assist on it as well. He threw it to the left side for Mayhew. Mayhew tried to find a cutting Bocage, but it might have bounced off a rush skater. Koala stops in the corner. As he'll skate towards the point. Now gets to Hoffman. One-timer saved by Cranley. Rebound shot saved by Cranley. Rebound shot to score as Keanu Yamamoto gives the Rush a 2-1 lead with 6:08 left in the third. It wasn't the first shot, and it didn't even look like it was the second. Yamamoto got the second rebound and put it away. Hoffman took the initial shot, bounced off of Cranley. Second shot was taken by Gravel. Cranley made that save, and then Yamamoto skated in, got it in front of the crease, and put it away. So Gravel and Hoffman should get the assist, and for Yamamoto, it's his 16th of the year. Grizzlies trying to bat it about chest high. Gallant swung and missed. Bocage left side gets it right. He shot. Is blocked away now. Shot and score! Grizzlies tied up! I think it's Nathan Burke. Burke gets his 18th of the year. And with 2:58 left in the third, we're tied at two. The fans are going crazy here at Maverick Center. Bocage was on the left side, took the shot. It bounced out in front of the crease onto Burke. And Burke put it away before Murphy and the rest of the Rush skaters knew where it was. Berg up top to Mayhew, takes a shot, saved by Murphy. Rebound goes to Rapid City. Nelson carries it out to neutral ice. 3 seconds left, fires towards the net. It's gloved by Cranley. Time runs out. For the first time here at Maverick Center this season, we have overtime. As Aliardi will chip it to the left side for Nelson. Nelson dance around. He'll veer off to the right. He'll take a righty. Shawnee scores as Logan Nelson wins it for Rapid City. He gets his 15th of the year as the Rush end their three-game losing skid. As Rapid City gets a 3-2 win. Nelson has been a Grizzlies killer over the last 2.5 years. He bounced it off of Cranley's chest, and it trickled past the goal line.